This is 90.3 WBHM Birmingham and 91.5 WSGN Gadsden. I'm Rachel Lindley. The 2015 Alabama legislative session kicks off on Tuesday. From prisons to the state's budget deficit to education, this year's session will be full of important and even controversial issues. Here to give us a preview of what to expect is Don Daly. He's the host of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal. I'll talk with Don on WBHM each Friday throughout the legislative session. Hi, Don. Thanks for joining me.
Hello, Rachel. It's nice to be back with you this year.
Republicans and Democrats announced their legislative agendas recently. What are the top issues each party is pushing this year?
The House Republican Caucus, of course, just this week announced their agenda, and charter schools seem to be one of the priority bills that they'll be pushing this year. This proves to be controversial once again. Charter schools have been an issue in previous legislative sessions, and a bill has never made it out. But Republicans are saying this year that a charter schools bill will be a priority. Now, I talked a little while back with Senator Dick Brubaker, who's expected to sponsor a charter schools bill in the Senate. And he said at that time that this bill would be more narrow in scope and only create a very finite number of charter schools. And the hope was, at least, that that will make the bill more palatable, because there's been a lot of controversy specifically over the fact that charter schools would get public school money but wouldn't have to follow all of the same regulations that public schools do. And that's the rub where some are concerned, although Speaker of the House Mike Hubbard told me this week that he actually thought that was an advantage of the bill, that it would give the charter schools more flexibility to be more innovative and possibly more successful.
Republicans did pre-file a charter school bill yesterday. Who are the people that are criticizing this bill?
A lot of people on the education side. The AEA, of course, is not happy with the charter schools legislation because they feel it's going to hurt funding for public schools in general. And they are also obviously concerned about the provisions that give charter schools more flexibility. In other words, they don't have to follow all of the regulations that the public schools do. So it's lining up along educational lines. But a lot of the Republicans in both chambers of the legislature seem to think that this is the next logical step where school choice in Alabama is concerned, and they're really pushing hard to get behind it. Among them, top of mind, is Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh.
The prison system in Alabama is at almost double the capacity it was originally meant to handle, and the system's currently under federal investigation. If some real changes aren't made this session, Alabama risks the federal government taking over its prison system. So how are legislators going to address this?
There is a certain sense of urgency in the legislature to get a bill passed this year. And to make things easier, the Prison Reform Task Force, which is headed by Senator Cam Ward of Alabaster, has said that it will propose a single bill containing a number of recommendations to help turn the prison system around. The Prison Reform Task Force is set to meet next week and take a formal vote on some recommendations that it informally approved last month. Among those, more parole officers, a category of less serious felony offenses, among other things. And these things are designed, among other things, to reduce the prison population by about 4,200. That less serious felony classification, for instance, might make it easier for some inmates not to serve as long a term in prison as some currently are, and that's the fear, and that may be lending itself, so to speak, to the overcrowding problem.
And it is going to cost some money to address Alabama's prison problems. Any sense that there'll be difficulties passing this bill because of that?
There might be some challenges, given, of course, the crisis that the general fund budget is in this year. And, of course, prisons do come out of the general fund budget. But couple that with the sense of urgency, and I think there's going to have to be some compromise that takes place. And the lawmakers who serve on the Prison Reform Task Force are said they're ready to compromise. They realize that their bill may not emerge intact from the legislature, but they hope that it will emerge largely intact.
We can't talk about this legislative session without talking about the elephant in the room. Alabama is facing a budget shortfall north of $280 million. That's a lot of money.
Indeed it is. And all eyes and ears will be on Governor Bentley and his State of the State address next week, when he is expected to unveil what he has called a $700 million tax and revenue package. Now, lawmakers are very anxious to hear what he puts on the table. Some of them met privately with him this week to talk a little bit about what he is planning. He hasn't revealed much so far. He's kept his cards fairly close to the vest. He has said that these will not involve referendums. In other words, they won't have to go up for a vote of the people. And Governor Bentley has also said that his proposals won't include legalized gambling. Now, of course, in the past, we've heard the governor talk about things like eliminating the state tax credit for federal income taxes paid. That would generate hundreds of million dollars a year. That may be one of the things that's on the table. There also may be some tax loopholes where corporations are concerned that he is looking at eliminating. And there are other revenue-saving measures that he says he has in mind. But as the governor said last week, the general fund budget is dysfunctional, as he called it, and we've got to turn the tide and we've got to do something. He seems to think that we've done all the belt tightening where state government is concerned that we can do without absolutely cutting to the bone, and we still don't have enough money for the general fund. So he says tough choices are going to have to be made. Some lawmakers are already bucking and saying, I'm not going to support this. Others are being a little more optimistic and saying, I'll wait and see what he has to say.
Don Daly is the host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television. He'll join WBHM every Friday throughout the legislative session. Don, thanks for being here.
Rachel, it's a pleasure being with you.